Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
CBS is backpedaling furiously after a firestorm of criticism over its reality show called The Activist. It was to have featured real-life activists, do-gooders competing for money and social media fame, and a chance to pitch world leaders on their cause. Didn't go over well, as it turns out. Let's talk to NPR TV critic Eric Deggans about all this. So Eric, the producers behind The Activist now say they're changing the format from reality show to documentary. How'd this unfold? What happened here?
I have a feeling that even CBS is wondering about the answer to that question. So the series originally was going to take six activists and put them in this competition where they would battle against each other for the grand prize, which would be presenting whatever cause they're advocating for to the G20. And, you know, once word started to spread about how this was going to pit activists against each other, I think a lot of people thought it wasn't the best idea and that it might actually trivialize all of the causes that these activists were advocating by making them sort of pit themselves against each other.
Okay. But what does this say, Eric, about the TV industry, that a major network greenlit this in the first place? Is it a kind of when in doubt, make it a reality thing?
Well, number one, I think CBS in particular is trying really hard to appear to be a different network than it has been over the years. Famously, CBS's CEO, Les Moonves, a few years ago, was drummed out of the company after a lot of allegations of sexual harassment. And the network's shows itself have been criticized for them having way too many police-oriented procedurals at a time when we're constantly trying to rethink how much leeway we give police officers. And also, I did a story myself about a bunch of black alumni from the reality show Survivor who stepped forward to say that they felt like the show was unfair to black people. And in the wake of that, CBS announced that they were going to change how they were doing things and that 50% of the cast on their unscripted shows would be non-white people. So CBS has been trying to kind of live down this reputation that they maybe have gained over the years of being insensitive to social justice issues, being insensitive to diversity. And so someone somewhere thought, well, hey, maybe this is the way we can do it by making a reality show out of social justice efforts. But I think part of it, too, is that the TV industry fools itself about how damaging these reality TV competitions are. They're often very polarizing. They're often focused on really unsavory emotions. And I think if they had created the show and it had aired, it just would have been a constant reminder of how the show was encouraging these people to act in ways that were counter to the very values that they built their activism on.
Okay, so let's switch gears here to a show you think some of us should check out. The next season of Showtime's Back to Life is here. It's about a British woman returning to her hometown after serving 18 years in prison for murder. And boy, this sounds odd to say, it's a comedy. Eric, you like it?
I actually really like this show. And it's odd to suggest that this might actually be funny because the topic is so serious. But basically, Daisy Haggard plays this woman who's forced to go back to her small hometown after she served nearly 20 years in prison for murder. And in the first season of the show, she discovered that the reason she was in prison was because her best friend told a lie. And now in this, as the second season kind of picks up, she has to figure out how to sort of move on in her life and just sort of accept that a lot of people are going to have an incorrect vision of who she is and also kind of come to terms with that friend. And so we have a clip where she tries to track down this friend, and her friend's husband is not the smartest guy in the world and is trying to get rid of her unsuccessfully. So let's check it out.
I need Bandy.
She's at school.
No, I went to school. They said she was at home.
She went to school. They said you're at home.
For f- sake,
I think she's at school.
Mandy!
Tell her to go away.
Go away.
I forgive you.
I forgive you.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Look, you have ruined the last 18 years of my life, and I'm not going to let you f*** up the rest, so I forgive you.
Yeah, that's one heck of a forgiveness statement there. So So they're constantly taking these sort of serious situations, awkward situations, but they just have this sort of dry humor about it that can really be entertaining. And it's a way of exploring these really emotional issues, but in a way that gives you a little bit of distance because there's humor there. And the great thing that Showtime has done is that it's put at least 6 episodes of the first season of Back to Life on YouTube. So you can actually watch them for free. Hmm. And if you really like it, check out the show as it starts to air on Showtime, the second season.
All right. The show is Back to Life, season 2 on Showtime. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans, always good to have you.
Thank you.